3 seconds.
Okay, it's 7 o'clock. We're going to call this meeting to order tonight. All right, did everybody have a chance to look at your minutes from June?
On the June 5th, I'd like to see that Mr. Schrader was included in on that executive session.
Mm-hmm. Where do you want that?
Down at the bottom. And the other thing that I would have on that their same meeting is that it just says special meeting to pay attorney Alfred E. Schrader retainer fee, and it was also included it also included the lawsuit with East Wayne and to discuss the auditor's office. So Is there anything else? Anything else? I mean, I didn't see anything else. That's good. All right, do I have a motion to accept the minutes?
No, I have two motions, one for the regular, one for the special.
Okay. Do we have a motion to accept the regular meeting minutes?
I so move.
I second.
Mr. D'Alessandro?
Yes.
Mr. Ringer?
Yes.
Mr. Nussbaum?
Yes. All right, do I have a motion to accept the special meeting minutes?
As written there?
Yes, as written.
I so move.
I second.
D'Alessandro?
Yes.
Mr. Ringer?
Yes.
With Mr. Nussbaum?
Yes.
Financial statements.
I have a motion for the financial statement.
I so move.
I second.
Mr. D'Alessandro?
Yes.
Mr. Ringer?
Yes.
Mr. Nussbaum?
Yes.
Bank statements.
I so move for the bank statement. I'll move. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Mr. D'Alessandro?
Yes.
Mr. Ringer?
Yes.
Mr. Nussbaum?
Yes.
Okay. I have three purchase orders, then and now purchase order. One Gerber Lumber and Hardware for $17,585.63 to complete the material on the building. Another is Home Supply for $7,417 for asphalt, and Attorney Schrader, $7,500 for legal retainer.
Anyone want to see them?
We got both sign on these. Mm-hmm. I'll see them when you.
Well, I have a motion to approve the then and now purchase order for Attorney Alfred E. Schrader. Also,
you're going to do them individually, or you?
Or do you want them all at once?
Yeah, if you're okay with it, do them all at once.
Okay, that's fine too. All right, I move that we approve all the then and now purchase orders for Attorney Schrader, Gerber Lumber and Hardware, and Home Supply. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
D'Alessandro?
Yes.
Mr. Winger?
Yes.
Mr. Nussbaum?
Yes. Have anything else before bills? Okay, do I have a motion to pay the bills?
I so move.
I'll second it.
Mr. Alessandro?
Yes.
Mr. Winger?
Yes.
Mr. Nussbaum?
Yes.
I
That's the W9 for Schrader down.
You have anything else then, Jerry?
Yeah, I got in reference to in reference to that money that you donated, here is the process that went through. I requested that the Wayne County Budget Commission hear it and approve an increase in our appropriations. So they did, and I received another official amended certificate on the 30th of June. Now what that did, that increased our appropriations in the general fund. And if you look at the second page of this, total general fund, $204,954.55, and then look at your appropriation status, the front page, it matches up $204,954.55. So we went through the process, the necessary process, in order to take that money in, appropriate it, and be able to spend it. And I would now like a motion to approve that appropriation.
Do I have a motion to approve the appropriation?
That would be increasing our appropriations by $7,500 in the general fund.
I will move that we approve that appropriation.
But
I will move to do that.
I'll second it.
Mr. Del Sandro?
Yes.
Mr. Wingard?
Yes.
Mr. Nussbaum?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, up until the budget, that's all I've got right now.
We've got somebody running for, refresh my memory, sorry. Municipal court judge. If you'd like to get the floor.
Thank you for letting me speak tonight, and thank you for your service to your community. I'm Suzanne Waldron. I filed as a candidate for Wayne County Municipal Court when Judge Carol Miller announced she would not seek a third term. I've been an attorney in Wayne County since 1989. I was initially affiliated with the law firm of Grail and Waldron. And in 1996, I opened my own general civil practice where I pretty much did just about everything: municipal, probate, juvenile law, kind of real estate, any real estate closings, pretty much just a general civil practice of law. And I was also, from 2000 to 2005, solicitor for the village of Smithville, where we did any and all things for the community, such as patching roads, laying sidewalks, annexation, zoning, collecting tax revenues. So I did that. I was also a prosecutor for the village of West Salem, where I did primarily traffic court. At the time, the magistrate was Corey Spittler, when I was prosecutor for West Salem. In 2006, I was the Wayne County Clerk of Courts, where I worked cooperatively with the commissioners, with the Commonwealth Court, the Municipal Court, law enforcement, and the title office to serve the residents of Wayne County. Most recently, from 2010 to 2015, I was magistrate in Cuyahoga County Court of Common Pleas Juvenile Court. I was a part-time magistrate, and I sat for all six judges and all 30 magistrates. So I did support enforcement and establishment of abuse, neglect, and dependency, criminal, well, actually in juvenile court, they're called delinquency. detention center arraignments, pretty much everything in juvenile court. During that time, while I was a magistrate in Cuyahoga County, because I was part-time and I was working out of my appellate district, I could maintain my practice in Wayne County, so I commuted back and saw my clients in the evenings and weekends. I no longer work for Cuyahoga.